Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
It's The Other Side of Midnight with Frank Morano.
This is The Other Side of Midnight. We spent a lot of time exploring the issue of UFOs or UAPs, whatever you want to call it. They both mean essentially the same thing. And the possibility that extraterrestrials have actually visited this planet. Now, some people, because of the amount of time and the amount of segments that we've done on this, assume that I am just some, you know, person that is obsessed with UFOs, that believes that aliens are here on a daily basis. That's not true. What I am is open-minded, and I'm open to learning more. What I'm also is curious, genuinely curious about what one of the greatest mysteries in the history of the universe might portend for our own future. And so I just can't get enough information and all sorts of content related to UFOs. One of the specials that got a lot of attention recently was the Peacock Network special Identified. Got a lot of attention in part because one of the people involved with it was the pop superstar Demi Lovato. Well, someone who has sort of become a UFO guru, especially for the younger people in American society, is Elizabeth April. She has been described as a visionary, a UFOlogist, and a spiritual wellness expert. Elizabeth, thanks so much for joining me on the radio. It's great to have you.
Hey, Frank. Yeah, thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to dive in.
So, Elizabeth, because that Demi Lovato special got so much attention, let me ask you about that. You helped Demi Lovato find UAPs on that show, Unidentified. Tell us about that. How did that experience work out for you, and how do you help someone find UAPs?
Yeah, I mean, overall, it was really incredible. We went into the desert in Sedona, Arizona, and you know, I think a lot of contact comes down to intention. I know it sounds super woo-woo, but they are highly intelligent beings, and their style of communication is more telepathic. So if you present the right intention, and you, of course, find the right location, then it's quite easy to make contact. So that's kind of what I guided her and her friends to do, is to set the intention to open up that heart center, right? To be, I guess, open and non-threatening. And we ended up seeing over 30 UFOs that night. It was quite incredible. So yeah, and she was pretty mind-blown herself. And for me, I mean, it was just kind of another day, but it was cool. Overall, it was a very cool experience.
Now, you describe these beings as being telepathic. Do you believe or do you know if there's one species that we're talking about here or multiple?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's an infinite number of species in the universe. And one thing that I see within this field is a lot of people believe that all interdimensionals, all aliens are good, and some believe that they're all bad. And I just don't think that that's the way the universe works. We live in a binary system. We have, quote unquote, good humans and bad humans. And it's the same with extraterrestrials. We've got well-intentioned species out there, and then we've got, ill-intentioned species out there, and we need to realize that they all have their own agenda.
How did you get into this initially, studying it, being interested in it, helping other people with their interest in it? What sparked your initial interest in this?
Yeah, so it's definitely been a journey. I'm 31 right now. When I was born with extrasensory abilities, which essentially means that I was able to see energies and feel emotions and even see ghosts and spirits in the room from a very young age. I was born Catholic, so for a very long time, I really wanted to be a nun. It horrified my mom, but I felt like I could talk to God. So I wanted to do something with that connection. Of course, I didn't know at the time that I was indeed connecting with extraterrestrial beings and not necessarily, you know, the God in the Bible. And then, you know, throughout my years of exploring that skill and ability, I ended up stumbling across past life regression. So at 16, I did my first past life regression. And in an hour and a half, I explored about five different lifetimes and realized, oh my goodness, time doesn't exist. And we're all reincarnated, which was pretty cool. And so I ended up giving past life regressions to others at that time. At 18, that's how I ended up making friends in university, was giving past life regressions. And at a certain point, I was regressing myself into my own Akashic records, my own past lifetimes, and exploring sort of that quantum side, right? Simultaneous time. And then right around that time where I was tapping into telepathy and remote viewing and, you know, past life regression, I ended up getting abducted by aliens. And at that point, it's not that I didn't believe in them, but I just never really gave them a second thought. I mean, why would I? They didn't affect my life. And so talk about a whole can of worms being opened when I was abducted and realized, holy, they are real and they're here. And it just prompted all of the questions. Who are they? Why are they here? Why are they interested in humanity? Are they good? Are they bad? What are their intentions? And what is the future of humanity look like with disclosure?
So if people are just tuning in, we're talking with Elizabeth April. If you want to learn more about her, you can absolutely check out not only her YouTube channel, but her website, ElizabethApril.com. Elizabeth, you know how cynical the average talk radio listener, especially in the middle of the night, may be. And a lot of them are going to say something along the lines of, well, here you have this telepathic ability, the ability to tap into people's past lives, the ability to communicate with other entities, whether they're ghosts or extraterrestrials or both. And a lot of folks view that as being in the supernatural realm. It's something that they're not even necessarily convinced is possible. And then it just so happens, of all the people to get abducted by aliens, who they may also put in that, which they may also put in that basket of supernatural or paranormal, oh, of course, it's the person who's speaking with ghosts and helping people regress into their past lives. What would you say to those people, the skeptics and the cynics, who have a difficult time believing that you were abducted?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I've dealt with skeptics my whole life. And, you know, I withheld a lot of the information for a very long time because of that. And I say it all the time. What I believe in is absolutely crazy. Like, even today, you know, I'm mind blown myself, and that understanding that this experience that I've had is so different than the norm, you know, so that doesn't get lost within my life and my journey. And ultimately, I believe that we all have a soul. I believe that we're all energy beings. We have a consciousness. It's been scientifically measured, 28 grams or whatever they've kind of measured it as. But there is an energy within us. And within that energy, I believe we can all tap into aspects beyond this physical material reality. So if you want to put it in the framework of quantum mechanics, let's talk science, because a lot of what I believe and what I've experienced has been scientifically proven. And we're only just now uncovering the truth beyond the material. So yeah, ghosts, spirits, aliens, it sounds bizarre and so woo-woo and so crazy. But ultimately, I believe we can all tap into these unseen realms. worlds. And I think that disclosure, especially cosmic disclosure, we're going to see more and more in our life. And the people who are skeptical are going to have their own experience. There is nothing that I can say to convince anyone. And that's not what I'm here to do.
Sure.
All I'm here to do is to share my experience and hope that that opens someone else's mind enough so that they can have their own experience and understand how great this universe is.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You have a very popular YouTube channel and podcast, and you've reached hundreds of thousands of people, especially Generation Z and millennial women. Do you find Generation Zers or younger folks in general to be more open-minded to this stuff than their older counterparts?
Absolutely. I mean, I think always the younger generation has more of an open mind than the older generation. And I'm surprised that I've had clients who are 85 all the way to 8. You know, it is a pretty wide stretch. And just like Demi Lovato, no matter who you are or what category you're placed in, there's always that room for an open mind and a belief beyond this world. So I think it's pretty incredible how many people are waking up to what's happening. I think one thing that a lot of people are missing is discernment. And there is a lot of information out there, and there's a lot of disinformation out there. So ultimately, it comes down to your own sort of intuition to tune into what feels right to you and what doesn't feel right to you, and to really follow that instead of following a person.
What did you make of the Arrow report, which essentially downplayed, and that's putting it politely, all of the ET or UFO experiences that people have attributed to ETs over the years? What'd you make of it, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I mean, we're always going to have scientists and experts and reports on both sides of whatever we're debating that say this is the correct side or this is the correct side. It's not up to me to say, you know, if this report is correct or not. All I know is the experience that I've had, and of course the people that I've helped along the way, listening to their experiences. I know that these things are very real, and I also know that there's a lot of limitations within society that hold people back from opening their mind up that far. I mean, take a look at religion and the Bible. Anything that isn't the God or the devil is a demon. So a lot of people just believe that aliens are demons. And I can't tell them that they're wrong because that's their reality. That is their belief. And just like, you know, people have to just honor my experience and what I believe. I'm very neutral in that way. You know, I really don't try and push what I've experienced on others just because I know it is so far outside of what we've been programmed to believe.
You've used the term disclosure a couple times in our conversation. Generally, people that use that word talk about the government coming forward to the public with what they know and have been concealing about UFOs and about extraterrestrials. Is that how you mean disclosure? If not, what do you mean by disclosure?
Yeah, for me, disclosure is a bit of an umbrella term, and it does include government documents being declassified. You know, I always roll my eyes and say, we're still debating over the same 1960s dot in the sky video. Like, come on, like, let's move on, right? And so I feel like in so many ways we're behind, but I also am excited about the new information coming to light, the new whistleblowers, the declassified documents. And that's a big part of disclosure, I think, for the mainstream. But there's also another side of disclosure, which is individual disclosure. And right now we are seeing an unprecedented amount of sightings all over the world. And whether they're captured on camera or not, that person has an experience. You could almost even call it a spiritual experience. And it changes them for the rest of their life. I mean, you talk to any experiencer, and that one moment when they were 10, or that one moment when they were 25 driving down that highway, I mean, they'll never forget it. And that, I think, is more aligned to the disclosure that I'm seeing in the future, is more of an individual disclosure. As much as I would love a giant UFO to land on the White House lawn, I just don't think that's how it's going to happen.
So what do you think is next, Elizabeth?
I think a lot of things are next. I think that there will be some sort of global, I guess you could call it a global disclosure, but there's got to be some sort of global recognition. And I'm sure it's going to take the next 5 to 10 years to get there. But once we get there, once we are fully aware of interplanetary species, different races, and what their agendas are, then we can start doing universal trade with them, not international trade, but universal trade. So, I mean, think about the kind of technology that we could gain access to. You know, think about the sort of relations, the advancement that we could have in being able to fully connect with them in a public way. Now, something that I always say that needs to happen before we get to that point is we need to honor and recognize one another for all of our cultural and language and religious differences first, before we get to a whole other species. Like, we just need to recognize that we're all the same first before we can even get to a place where we can accept and recognize a completely different race in the universe.
Talking with Elizabeth April, you can check out her website at elizabethapril.com. Elizabeth, just going back to something you touched upon earlier with respect to past lives and past life regression, a caller called me not long ago and asked if I ever had the impression that I had lived a past life. And the truth is, no, it never occurred to me. I never felt as if I was actually a Roman centurion or an Egyptian pharaoh or anything along those lines. Does everybody that's living now, have they all led past lives, or is it just some people?
I would say the majority of humans on planet Earth have had past lifetimes. One really distinguishable symptom of having a past life is irrational fears. Like, for example, if you had an irrational fear of the ocean, and yet you've never had a bad experience with the ocean in this lifetime, it's a pretty good indication that maybe you died or you drowned or you got caught up in a storm in a past life in the ocean. And that's where that irrational fear comes from. So that's one of the discernible aspects of past life connections that we can make. I have met a couple of very new humans, you could say, but the majority of people that I've interacted with have all had at least a minimum of one lifetime before this.
Interesting, really interesting. And if someone's interested in seeing a UFO, how can they do what you did for Demi Lovato and see one of these UFOs? How do they open their mind or their spirit into a place where they're able to see one of these things?
Yeah, so one of the biggest, you know, like I was mentioning earlier, the biggest things that we can do is set an intention, right? I think everything manifests and comes into existence through intention and focus. Going back to quantum mechanics, we create the reality around us through observation. And that goes back to the double slit experiment and wave particle duality. So all we have to do is first observe the reality that we want to create, which is making contact with extraterrestrials or UAPs. And once we observe that internally, we can then really pull that reality into us externally. And as much as I could say, you know, go out to the desert or go out to some sort of, you know, abandoned land in the forest or something like that, contact can happen really anywhere, even in really busy cities. I've seen it happen. So it really is just that focus and that intention. And then it comes down to the right timing. When you're ready to have that experience, it will happen. And not before that and not after that, but it's always in that divine timing.
And finally, Elizabeth, when you talk about your abduction or other experiences that others may have with UFOs, is that something that's physical or is it something that is purely unseen, that's purely spiritual or emotional or psychological? Can someone take a video or a photo of aliens coming down to abduct someone like you or someone like anybody?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great question. So contact can happen multiple different ways. And you kind of mentioned both of them, right? It can happen physically and it can happen non-physically, especially because they are very much so higher dimensional or metaphysical beings. They can really contact us. It could be in a deep state of meditation or in a dream, or they could just astral project into the room and telepathically speak to you if you're open enough for that. But my abduction in particular when I was 18 was physical. I was physically taken from my room, physically put onto the ship. I could, you know, see all the beings around me and what was going on. And I think that is the scariest type of experience for any human, because you truly feel completely like a fish out of water. You feel, you know, the biggest fear we have as a humanity is the fear of the unknown, and talk about not knowing what's going on. And I think that's why a lot of people who have been physically abducted actually end up repressing those memories as a bit of a defense mechanism.
Elizabeth April, I appreciate you coming on with the radio with me. Thank you. I hope we can do this again soon.
Yeah, thanks so much, Frank. Have a great night.
Thank you. You too. If you want to comment on any portion of our conversation, be my guest at 800-848-9222. That's 800-848-9222. This is The Other Side of Midnight. Straight ahead.